So, Esther, I think it's been at least a few months since we've talked to you, and obviously a lot's been happening in the world, mainly COVID-19. I'm kind of wondering, how has campaigning been during COVID-19, and has it been any more challenging and difficult than you think it would have been otherwise?
Cameron, it has been an adventure for sure. Uh-huh. Campaigning in the world of COVID-19 is very different than traditional campaigning. I have missed, personally, I love people. I love being with people. I have missed the in-person interaction that comes with, for example, we just had 4th of July. There were a lot of parades, events canceled. So I missed being with people. But it has been a huge opportunity to build our online digital capacity as a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We still get to communicate with people. We are just doing it through different mechanisms than we would have traditionally campaigned.
Well, I know all you can really do is put your best foot forward, but do you think it puts you at more of a disadvantage than you would have had otherwise, since people are maybe more familiar with Representative Bustos than they are you, and you know, you're maybe missing out on some opportunities to get to see people face to face? And also, is there still some opportunity to see people face to face?
There is. As you know, we are starting to open up as a state. We're able to have small events, do social distancing, wear masks. So I am still able to be with people. And as far as, am I at a disadvantage? The answer is actually no. You're right that we do have a name recognition. I've got to meet a lot of people, make sure people know what I stand for. But what we know and what we're learning is, Cameron, when people find out who I am and they realize that I'm going to represent them, not the political system, not working for my own ambitions, but my goal is to serve and to, like, my background, my history, everything has taught me that service makes a difference in the world. And so when they find that out about me, that that's what my purpose is in running for office, they want to support. They want to vote for me. They're often jumping in and volunteering. There's so much energy and momentum behind our campaign. It's incredible, Cameron.
I'm kind of wondering how you're feeling about the federal response to COVID-19. Do you believe that it's been adequate, and has Congress done enough to specifically make sure that the country is safe and economically sound going forward?
Cameron, we are in an absolutely tough situation being in the midst of a pandemic. Congress has done a certain amount to respond. However, if anyone's been paying attention to the CARE Act and other packages that were in response, we saw so much political game playing, it was inappropriate, especially on the House side under Nancy Pelosi and my opponent, Sherry Bustos. If anyone is tracking what they're working on now, they're trying to put so many liberal priorities stuffed into economic stimulus or for in response to COVID, and it's halting the help that communities need. It's preventing getting our economy back up and running the way that they're playing politics in the House of Representatives right now. So one thing I'm really looking forward to is being a representative that doesn't play political games, but does what's best for the people of our district. And as far as the broader federal response, I believe that we need to be able to respond at the local level. And I think state by state, we're seeing different governors have responded in different ways. And I think that's important that we are able to respond to the needs of the community around us. Like here in Illinois, particularly in areas like ours in Western Illinois, we've been frustrated because we've had less of we haven't been hit as hard as Chicago has or other parts of the state of Illinois. And so businesses and just families and people have had a really hard time because we are economically shut down, but we haven't dealt with the same huge numbers of COVID cases or deaths as other parts of the state. So it's been economically frustrating. So I really believe in regional response and safely getting back up and running in response and post-COVID, and making sure that local officials and state officials have the capacity to respond as necessary.
Sure. But is there anything that you think that Congress could do to empower those local officials? Anything like you know, federal relief for the restaurant industry or anything like that that you think would be appropriate, even though that there are, given there are some things, some priorities that Democrats have been pushing that you don't agree with, but are there some things that you might be open to?
Yes, I absolutely think that the federal government has a role, and particularly on the funding piece, like you're indicating, and it does need to be responsive to the needs of different industries and small businesses. I think we've seen great success with the PPP loan dollars that have gone out. I think that has saved. I've talked with a lot of business owners who have said to me, Esther, this saved our business. And so there have been excellent responses, and we need to make sure going forward that the continued response that we have from a legislative and policy perspective is helping to grow the economy, not to keep the economy closed or preventing growth. So one example of a policy that I do not support is extending the unemployment payments, the $600 above and over. But I believe that if, like, the Secretary of Treasury, Mnuchin, is talking about making sure we cap it at what the people's wages would be, so that if people continued to be unemployed, they would receive their wages, but they wouldn't get above and beyond. Because if we're giving people above and beyond, we're incentivizing them not to go back and work. And small businesses need employees. We need to get small businesses back up and running. So making sure we're giving people a reason to work, I think, is a key factor in getting our economy back up and running.
And I've also gathered, based on recent activity from your Twitter account, that you are in favor of schools being reopened this fall. Is that correct?
It is, yes. This has been politicized, right, Cameron? And I don't think that's appropriate. I think that the expert science, everyone is saying it is incredibly important to get our kids back in school. We've seen from some of the numbers from this spring that not all the students even went to school. They didn't log into the Zoom calls. They didn't go to class. And we can't have an entire generation of children that are missing out on key developmental levels in their education and in their social development. And so many experts are indicating, get kids back in school. Let's reopen school. Let's make sure we do it safely with the proper precautions in place. But anyone that is advocating that we don't go to school, I believe, is doing it for political reasons and not because it's actually the best thing for our communities or our children.
I think most of the superintendents we've talked to around here have said that, you know, education-wise, it is best for kids to be in school, but they obviously have certain safety concerns. Do you think that it would at all be appropriate for the federal Congress to pass some sort of funding or find resources for schools so they can more safely reopen? Would that be something you'd be open to?
Cameron, I do believe that should be considered, yes. But I believe the decisions and the response should be handled at the local level. Again, like you were mentioning your conversations with school superintendents, they know their schools. They should be able to make the decisions and have creative solutions. I know there's some schools that are doing like some days in school, some days at home.
Mm-hmm.
So the responses can be varied and creative in direct response to the needs of those communities and those schools. And if there's an outbreak, letting the superintendents have response and control is important. And yes, you're right that there's going to be a burden on school systems with the extra scheduling and the extra like protective equipment that's needed, all those types of things. And it would be appropriate for the federal government to help fund some of those extra needs that they wouldn't have had if it hadn't been for the pandemic.
And I know we're pretty short on time, so I kind of wanted to end with this. And I've obviously, as a Republican, and you've expressed that you support many of President Donald Trump's policies, but if you were elected and the president reelected, and if moments presented themselves where you did find yourself in disagreement with the president, would you feel comfortable expressing those disagreements publicly?
I would, Cameron, yes.
Very good. Anything else that the public should know about, I guess, your campaign and what you're going to be up to in the coming months?
Yeah, thank you for that, the opportunity to share with people. I would just say I am excited to be part of this process with each and every one of you. It is an honor to work to serve you and to listen to you and to hear what matters to you so that I can represent you well. And my heart is to make a difference and to bring inspiration and hope to the Illinois 17th, that particularly coming off of COVID-19 and beyond. I truly believe that our best days are in front of us. And I'm working hard to bring that about every single day. So thank you to everyone that's supporting me. I'm so grateful. And I look forward to meeting others and answering questions and earning your support in the election this fall.
All right. Esther Joy King, Republican candidate for the 17th District of Congress. Thank you so much for your time today, Esther.
Cameron, I appreciate your having me, and it's wonderful to get to talk with you.